Plain Talk is taped before a live microphone. Welcome to episode 2 of Plain Talk. I'm Nina Galen. Joining me is Raga Taj, a former airline stewardess and weather freak. Raga, thank you. And let me say that Nina is a freak herself and a pilot. Thanks. Later in the show, we'll give the answer to last week's puzzler, but first, Raga will fill you in on air pressure, which plays an important role in weather. The main thing to know is that air has weight. The pressure of this air on a human being at sea level coming from all sides is about 30 tons. They say we don't notice this because it's balanced by an equal pressure from within. Do we believe that, Raga? We must, otherwise we'd be squashed flat like bugs. Of course, the higher we are, the thinner the air, so the pressure is less. But even at sea level, air pressure can vary, along with changes in the weather, making the barometer rise and fall. Nina, tell our listeners how the mercury barometer was invented.
My pleasure. Picture it, 17th century Italy, when men still believed the old saw that nature abhors a vacuum. Wrong. Using vacuum pumps to raise water from shallow wells, they believed the water rushing in to take the place of the air they pumped out was nature hurrying to fill that abhorrent vacuum. But in 1643, Torricelli, a student of Galileo, reasoned that the vacuum did not draw in the water. Rather, the weight of the air, its pressure on the surrounding water in the well, forced the water up the evacuated pipe. To verify this, Torricelli rejected the idea of filling a pipe 34 feet long with water, inverting it, and placing one end in a swimming pool. Instead, he poured liquid mercury into a long glass tube and placed the open end of the tube in a bowl of mercury. Some of the mercury ran out of the tube, creating a vacuum above it, which, by the way, neither nature nor opportunistic political demagogues rushed to fill. Easy, Nina. But still there remained a difference in height of the mercury in the tube and that in the bowl of about 30 inches. What was keeping it up there? Why didn't the liquid seek its own level? It was clear to Torricelli that the weight of the tall column of mercury was being balanced by the weight of the atmosphere pressing upon the mercury in the bowl. Indeed, every time the atmospheric pressure lessened, the mercury in the tube fell. When the air pressure increased, the mercury in the tube was forced upwards. Later, fractions of inches were marked along the glass tube, and voila, the first mercury barometer. And today we know that the average pressure at sea level is not 30 inches, but 29.92 inches of mercury, or 33.9 feet of water. And now for last week's Plain Talk Puzzler, which was, why, if air contains 78% nitrogen and only 21% oxygen, do those little yellow masks that fall in front of our faces during certain high-altitude airline emergencies deliver 100% oxygen? Raga?
To understand this, we must recall those tons of air pressing on our bodies at sea level. One thing this pressure does is keep our personal nitrogen right where it belongs, dissolved in our bodily tissues. But what if you're in a pressurized airliner at 30,000 feet and some nut fires a cannon through the fuselage wall? As the cabin pressure suddenly drops and a flight attendant is blown out the gaping hole, a little yellow oxygen mask drops dangling in front of your face.
And happy you are to see it, because as the flight attendant left the plane, your personal nitrogen just as suddenly came out of solution and started bubbling painfully inside your muscles and joints. You're feeling what deep-sea divers feel when they rise too quickly to the surface, the bends, or decompression sickness. So you grab that little mask, and as you inhale the 100% oxygen, you exhale nitrogen.
That's right. Breathe in 100% oxygen, and you'll rid your body of nitrogen, thus relieving the agony in your muscles and joints.
And the flight attendant?
Well, the good news is that decompression sickness is rarely fatal. Which brings us to our next week's puzzler,
which is, how did that flight attendant, whose name is Raga Taj, survive the fall from 30,000 feet? Send or bring your answer immediately to Plain Talk, care of KZUM, 941 O Street, Lincoln, NA, 68508. For Plain Talk, this is Nina Galen and Raga Taj. Be talking to you.